Well, that's kind of strange. It's the LifeSpring 1 Year Bible coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004. I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. It's Epistle Sunday, and we'll read Hebrews 5 through 7. We'll also have a time of prayer. The website is lifespringmedia.com, and contact information will be at the end of today's show. Before we read, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we love you, and we thank you for your word, and we ask you to bless our time of reading today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All righty, you ready? Let's get going.
Hebrews chapter 5. For every high priest is taken from among the people and appointed to represent them before God, to offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal compassionately with those who are ignorant and erring, since he also is subject to weakness, and for this reason he is obligated to make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. And no one assumes this honor on his own initiative, but only when called to it by God, as in fact Aaron was. So also Christ did not glorify himself in becoming high priest, but the one who glorified him was God, who said to him, "You are my son, today I have fathered you." And also in another place God says, "You are a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." During his earthly life, Christ offered both requests and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his devotion. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through the things he suffered. And by being perfected in this way, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. And he was designated by God as high priest in the order of Melchizedek. On this topic, we have much to say, and it is difficult to explain since you have become sluggish in learning. For though you should, in fact, be teachers by this time, you need someone to teach you the beginning elements of God's utterances. You have gone back to needing milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is inexperienced in the message of righteousness, because he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, whose perceptions are trained by practice to discern both good and evil. Hebrews chapter 6. Therefore, we must progress beyond the elementary instructions about Christ and move on to maturity, not laying this foundation again, repentance from dead works and faith in God, teaching about baptisms, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And this is what we intend to do, if God permits. For it is impossible in the case of those who have once been enlightened, tasted the heavenly gift, become partakers of the Holy Spirit, tasted the good word of God and the miracles of the coming age, and then have committed apostasy, to renew them again to repentance, since they are crucifying the Son of God for themselves all over again and holding him up to contempt. For the ground that has soaked up the rain that frequently falls on it and yields useful vegetation for those who tend it receives a blessing from God. But if it produces thorns and thistles, it is useless and about to be cursed. Its fate is to be burned. But in your case, dear friends, even though we speak like this, we are convinced of better things relating to salvation. For God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love you have demonstrated for his name, in having served and continuing to serve the saints. But we passionately want each of you to demonstrate the same eagerness for the fulfillment of your hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who, through faith and perseverance, inherit the promises. Now, when God made his promise to Abraham, since he could swear by no one greater, he swore to himself, saying, "Surely I will bless you greatly and multiply your descendants abundantly." And so, by persevering, Abraham inherited the promise. For people swear by something greater than themselves, and the oath serves as a confirmation to end all dispute. In the same way, God wanted to demonstrate more clearly to the heirs of the promise that his purpose was unchangeable, and so he intervened with an oath, so that we who have found refuge in him may find strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope that is set before us through two unchangeable things, since it is impossible for God to lie. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, sure and steadfast, which reaches inside behind the curtain, where Jesus our forerunner entered on our behalf, since he became a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews chapter 7. This Melchizedek was king of the city of Salem, and also a priest of God Most High. When Abraham was returning home after winning a great battle against the kings, Melchizedek met him and blessed him. Then Abraham took a tenth of all he had captured in battle and gave it to Melchizedek. The name Melchizedek means King of Justice, and King of Salem means King of Peace. There is no record of his father or mother or any of his ancestors, no beginning or end to his life. He remains a priest forever, resembling the Son of God. Consider then how great this Melchizedek was. Even Abraham, the great patriarch of Israel, recognized this by giving him a tenth of what he had taken in battle. Now the law of Moses required that the priests, who are descendants of Levi, must collect a tenth from the rest of the people of Israel, who are also descendants of Abraham. But Melchizedek, who was not a descendant of Levi, collected a tenth from Abraham. And Melchizedek placed a blessing upon Abraham, the one who had already received the promises of God. And without a question, the person who has the power to give a blessing is greater than the one who was blessed. The priests who collect tithes are men who die, so Melchizedek is greater than they are, because we are told that he lives on. In addition, we might even say that these Levites, the ones who collect the tithe, paid a tithe to Melchizedek when their ancestor Abraham paid a tithe to him. For although Levi wasn't born yet, the seed from which he came was in Abraham's body when Melchizedek collected the tithe from him. So if the priesthood of Levi, on which the law was based, could have achieved the perfection God intended, why did God need to establish a different priesthood, with a priest in the order of Melchizedek instead of the order of Levi and Aaron? And if the priesthood is changed, the law must also be changed to permit it, for the priest we are talking about belongs to a different tribe, whose members have never served at the altar as priests. What I mean is, our Lord came from the tribe of Judah, and Moses never mentioned priests coming from that tribe. This change has been made very clear, since a different priest, who is like Melchizedek, has appeared. Jesus became a priest, not by meeting the physical requirement of belonging to the tribe of Levi, but by the power of a life that cannot be destroyed. And the psalmist pointed this out when he prophesied, "You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." Yes, the old requirement about the priesthood was set aside because it was weak and useless. For the law never made anything perfect. But now we have confidence in a better hope, through which we draw nearer to God. This new system was established with a solemn oath. Aaron's descendants became priests without such an oath, but there was an oath regarding Jesus. For God said to him, "The Lord has taken an oath and will not break his vow. You are a priest forever." Because of this oath, Jesus is the one who guarantees this better covenant with God. There were many priests under the old system, for death prevented them from remaining in office. But because Jesus lives forever, his priesthood lasts forever. Therefore, he is able, once and forever, to save those who come to God through him. He lives forever to intercede with God on their behalf. He is the kind of high priest we need, because he is holy and blameless, unstained by sin. He has been set apart from sinners and has been given the highest place of honor in heaven. Unlike those other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices every day. They did this for their own sins first, and then for the sins of the people. But Jesus did this once for all when he offered himself as the sacrifice for the people's sins. The law appointed high priests who were limited by human weakness. But after the law was given, God appointed his Son with an oath, and his Son has been made the perfect high priest forever.
Who is this Melchizedek guy? He's a bit of a mystery man. As it said in chapter 7, we don't know anything about his genealogy. Verse 3 tells us, "There is no record of his father or mother or any of his ancestors, no beginning or end to his life." Well, that's kind of strange, especially for those times when genealogies were kept in great detail, because it was important to know what tribe of Israel a person was from. We are told that his name means King of Righteousness and King of Peace. So now we're beginning to see that Melchizedek prefigured or foreshadowed Jesus, because these are titles that he holds. We're told that the priesthood of Melchizedek was perpetual. It never ended. Also, the author of Hebrews goes into great detail as to why he, Melchizedek, was greater than Abraham and therefore greater than Levi. This is important when we remember who the primary audience of this book is, the Hebrew people, or the Jews. To them, the law was paramount, establishing that the priesthood of Melchizedek was superior to the Levitical priesthood was key, since the object of this book is to help the Jews to understand that the priesthood of Jesus supersedes the old law or old covenant. And why is that important? Because the old law was not able to bring man into perfection or righteousness before God. The old law could only put a band-aid on the wounds caused by sin. Only the new covenant, with Jesus as our great high priest, can do that. By the way, it might be helpful to give a brief definition of the word priest. A priest is a person who intercedes for man before God. Being sinful, we are unable to approach a perfect and holy God. We must have, as it were, a representative who takes our case to God. Jesus, having been a man and having lived a sinless life, is qualified to do that. And if we are His, when we are in a relationship with Jesus, we approach God the Father through Jesus the Son. He is our mediator. He's our representative. He's our priest. Without Him, we have no standing before God. If you think you can't come close to God because you're not good enough, you're right. But you can come to God through Jesus, and when you do that, God sees you as perfect and righteous and holy. You can come to God just as you are because when you're in Jesus, God sees you as righteous. Praise His holy name. Amen. What are your thoughts? Do you have comments or questions? Contact information is at the end of the show. Tomorrow will be the Law Monday, and we'll read Numbers 29 through 32. Our associate producer today is LifeSpring Berean's Sister Ann, who sent in a $200 donation. God bless you, Sister Ann. Thank you so much. Very much appreciated. And Fountain user number 7028 sent in a 2,000 sat boostagram saying, giving thanks for the U.S. Supreme Court. Well, amen, 7028. There were several decisions that came down this past week that were surprising, given the way things have been going, right? Praise the Lord. And thank you for the boostagram, 7028. Beloved, this is a 100% value-for-value podcast. That simply means that I do not, nor will I ever, allow outside advertisers on the show. I do my very best to produce the best shows possible for you so that you'll find enough value in the show that you will gladly send some of that value back to me. When you do that, I can continue to produce the show for you. It's kind of a circular thing. Am I succeeding in producing shows that you enjoy? Are you receiving something good from the show? If so, I invite you to go to
LifeSpringMedia.com/support.
I will thank you, and I believe that God will bless you.
The LifeSpring 714 Club.
I'm looking for more LifeSpring family members to join the 714 Club. Yesterday, LifeSpring Berean Brother Paul of Seattle added his name, and he grabbed 714 Club or 714club.org. How cool is that? Well, what is the 714 Club? Well, if you haven't been around, I'll tell you. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, God said, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." Well, every day we agree as a 7:14 Club member to pray every day at 7:14 a.m. or p.m., whatever works for you, and we do this wherever we are, to pray and seek God's forgiveness and His will, and pray for our country, whatever country we're in. We're praying that His will would be done. Will you join us? Set an alarm on your device for 7:14 a.m. or p.m. or both to remind you to pray, and then go to 714club.org and add your name to the list of the LifeSpring family members who are also doing this. There are 4 of us now. This is a new thing, so go on over there and add your name. Scroll to the bottom of the page at 714club.org and put your name in the comment form there. When I see you've done that, I'll go ahead and add your name up above where I've got the list of names. We had some good Supreme Court decisions here in the U.S. this week, and some of which were good for religious freedom. Do you think the prayers of believers had anything to do with it? I do. Join the 714 Club. Let's pray together.
A prayer request came in from Sister Denise. She said, I have a prayer request. I have to get my house's AC unit replaced. Please pray that everything goes well. I'm more worried about the financial hit than having to live in a hot house for a while. Yikes, Denise, I know the feeling. My house was built in 1988, and every time our AC unit goes out, I'll find myself thinking, oh no, is this it? Has it finally died? Well, thankfully, so far, we've been able to repair it, but I know the day is coming that it will need to be replaced. And from what I'm hearing, the heat is really bad now where you live. Yeah, we will be praying for you, Denise. All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace, which is free to us, but cost Jesus his life. Thank you, Jesus, for being our intercessor, our priest, before the Father. We thank you, Lord, for the Supreme Court decisions that were made this past week, and we pray that you would now continue to work on the hearts of those who hold positions of power. We pray that your will would be done, Lord, in this nation and on every nation on earth. We pray for Sister Denise's AC situation now, Lord. It's so hot where she lives. We pray that you would enable her to replace the AC without too much hardship. Or better yet, Lord, if there's a way that her AC unit can be repaired, let it be known. Father, you know the perfect way for this to be resolved. You can make things happen that we would never anticipate. What we do know is that you can do anything and that you love your daughter, Denise. So we know that you will see her through this and will thank you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for the LifeSpring family. You've brought each one here by design, Lord, and I pray that our time together around your word would be fruitful for each of us. Minister to each one in your perfect and loving way, I pray, Lord. Give us a thirst for closeness with you. Help us to draw near to you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Our next time of prayer will be this coming Wednesday, so if you have something that you'd like us to pray with you or for you about, be sure to listen up in just a second here when I give the contact information. I would love to hear from you. If you've got a comment, a question, a prayer request, or a praise report, here's how to reach me. To leave a voice message, call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511. If you'd prefer to type your message, for prayer requests and praise reports, go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com, or for comments, go to comment.lifespringmedia.com. Thanks to Sister Denise and Michael Hainer and Scott Snyder and Jason Pascal, today's artist, and Sister Brittany for their donations of time and talent. Sister Brittany sent out a newsletter yesterday. Did you get it? If not, go to news.lifespringmedia.com and get yourself signed up. Thanks to today's associate producer, Sister Ann. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.
LifeSpring Media, bringing the message of hope, love, and good news since 2004.